Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, and I'm with Denise Dirks, my really good friend, and my other really good friend, Todd Kunin, and my semi-good friend, producer Cal.
Hey, I can hear you, you know.
I know. We're going to have a great time today. It is the 26th of August, 2023. If you want to call in 855-LAW-RADIO, Denise, get ready for your what you're supposed to do,
855-529-7234.
Good idea. Bring your mic next to you.
Yes, I'm a little out of practice for some reason.
So call us if you want to talk to us. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Don't seek counsel. Don't rely on us for anything other than using us around the dinner table with the in-laws or someone you don't like. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. So don't set your standards too high, but go to our website, man. We've got some great things on the website, radiolawtalk.com. You can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. We have lots of t-shirts. I'm sending out t-shirts quite a bit, by the way. If you want to email us and ask for a t-shirt, give us your address and your size, and maybe, there's no guarantee, maybe you just might get one in the mail. Who knows? You never know. Info@radiolawtalk.com. This today is, we were talking before the show, is going to be a very interesting show. And I want to talk, we're going to talk a little bit, there's a lot of interesting things we're going to talk about. But two that just struck me this morning, and I talked to my wife about one of them, yeah, she shook her head. I like to, sometimes she likes to know about, you know, the details of what we're talking about. But we're going to talk about the Kevin Costner divorce, the Haley Berry divorce. But number three, we're going to talk about the Fyre Festival, and that's, it's spelled F-Y-R-E. And by the way, the Fyre Festival is, if you don't know what it is, look it up before we get to it. We've talked about it many a times on our radio show. It is an interesting situation and an interesting case where a person went to jail for about 4 years and they're back out, and we're going to talk about what's going on there. We're just teasing you on that. We're going to talk about bizarre. Go ahead.
I just had a question. Isn't that the first time that we heard about J. Rule?
All right. We're going to move on to that semi-joke that the most people are going, huh? We're going to talk about a bizarre. This is Bizarro Week. Bizarro Week. We're going to talk about parking tickets in San Francisco. And, yes, it's going to be a little bit interesting when we discuss the latest appellate court ruling on that. We're also going to talk about Kerry Richens in Utah. There's the latest on her prosecution of her, who allegedly, they're claiming, killed her husband with fentanyl. But some of the interesting things are just her bizarre behavior. I mean, I'm just in. There's interesting things we're going to discuss about that. Michael Orr's latest lawsuit on Blindside, we're talking about that.
Why do I feel like this episode of Radio Lock Talk is going to start out talking about legal issues, but maybe delve over into what makes a person tick?
I think that's part of the legal issues. Hey, you know what? You know, when you're picking a jury, trying to, as bizarre as it sounds, you're trying to figure out what makes that person tick that I'm going to put on that jury. And people don't realize this. As lawyers, I know there was a percentage, and I don't remember what the percentages are, but probably the most important thing you're going to do is pick a jury.
Yeah.
More than your evidence, more than, and I remember my second trial, it's a long story, it was a drunk person. I got to tell you this story, this is interesting. They had a wedding reception, okay? You guys are the jury out there. I was a new lawyer, I was probably out 3 years. I was trying this case against a very, very experienced law firm and lawyer. And by the way, it was in a small town, I should have known, by the way, I lost. But and then that's why I say, people go, well, you lost a case, you're not a good lawyer. Lawyers who come and say, I've never lost a case, what are they?
They're not lying lawyers.
Well, yeah. No, they're not lying. Some of them are, because that means they don't try cases or they don't try cases that are difficult, right? Okay. And so this is the case other law firms turned down. But picture this. It's a party, and it's a wedding party, and they live in this area in Northern California on a cliff. They literally live on a cliff. And it has this really big pool, and all the cement around the pool goes to the edge of the cliff. That's it, right? They set up all these tables and chairs, and all the chairs around, and there's a lot of inebriated people. In fact, my client was. And my client sat in the chair and scooted it back a little bit, clipped, she went down the cliff. Now, she didn't die, but she broke all kinds of bones and stuff, and so I sued him. And the jury found, and actually it was a couple of people that I thought were kind of on my side, but after I polling the jury, they were against me from the minute I stepped up there. They were religious people, which is great, but they were against alcohol. They thought it was a bad thing, and the fact that my client was not drinking, was drinking and got drunk was her own fault that she fell on the cliff. But I say, why are you putting, my argument the whole time in that case was, why are you knowingly putting this dangerous condition out there? You know there's drunk.
Right. At least put up a barricade or
something. And you know these drunk people are going to be, you're serving the alcohol. And how many wedding receptions have drunk people? I mean, it just, and so anyway, I lost.
But ones we go to.
So my point is, you're talking about the psyche of people.
Yeah.
I did not pick, well, I didn't know, but I did not pick the right jury. And I picked three or four people that just were not going to be on my side no matter what I did or said. Right?
And you know what's, this is my own personal opinion. I've only done three jury trials in my life. I've lost one, but The two that I won, I was defense. I feel like it's harder to be a plaintiff's attorney. I feel like it's almost easier to do the defense. Perception?
Yeah, it's way easier in my opinion because we have to prove. We've got the burden of proof, right?
Yeah. Right.
Another thing before I forget, I want to thank KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM, Fairbanks, Pleasant Valley, and Salacha, Alaska, who just joined us.
Cool.
And I got another one out of Texas I'm going to tell you about in a little bit that just joined us. But we think we're great. We're in Alaska. I think that's our first Alaska one.
That is.
We're in Alaska now.
North to Alaska.
Yay.
So don't say anything negative about Alaska now, Todd.
No, I love Alaska.
I love Alaska.
We love Alaska.
I have a friend of mine moved up to Alaska, built a house up there, and I don't think we're ever going to see him again. He loves it up there.
And has he invited you up yet? He's probably not a friend.
He has not invited me to go up yet.
He's not a friend, then. That's right.
Oh, they're all friends, Fred.
We're going to talk about Michael Orr. And then the final thing is interesting. A Tyson plant is closing down because of, just financial reasons, and they're being sued for closing down.
Yeah.
It's interesting. When I first saw those headlines back, a number of days ago, I went, oh, geez, that's ridiculous, suing them, because they could close it. But then I kind of got delved deep more into the case. I think there's an argument both sides now of what they're doing, of what the expectations are of these other businesses that they have contracted with that, I'm going to expand. I'm going to do this because you're here. And then, we're closing. It's like, I just expanded and did all that. But and there's some things I didn't know. This is not a teaser. I'm going to throw it out. I did not know that you cannot transport chickens very far because they die in transportation. In other words, you've got to have chicken ranches nearby a plant.
Yeah.
And it's within 45 miles.
And then every state is different, so we have to deal with all the different laws of the state. And I think it would be a hard business.
Yeah, it is. And so, but anyway, we're going to talk about that when we come back. And then we've got Case or No Case with Cal Hunter that's going to try to trick us when we come back. And I think I'm ahead. Am I ahead or are you ahead on the points? We'll figure out points when we come back. Thanks.
This is Radio Law Talk, and we've got a lot more of the show just getting underway. You'll want to stay tuned. Many great things coming up, all for you on Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk, Radio with Law Brett Penny, Todd Kunin, and Denise Dempsey. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this gutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
This is no fun.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man. listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
I love those new little clips you got there, Cal. That you, I know you work hard on this, and I really appreciate. I think you got the you are the best clips.
Thank you.
I mean, the other ones are good too, but they're getting old. We got to get some new people, new kids, in here. Right?
I'm working on it.
No, I'll bring some more kids in here. I know where there's plenty of kids to do some more things. But
you heard it here on Radio Law Talk. Fred knows where the kids are. Okay.
Oh God!
Hey.
So no, I know where I know where we can get some kids to do cheap labor. Let's put it that way. It's usually a trade for a Toys R Us.
Or McDonald's.
Or McDonald's. It's a trade. Child labor law problems with Fred Penny Radio Law Talk. That's why you have grandkids, right? Come here.
Don't you just put that in like one of those trust accounts forms for later?
Yeah, it's like, hey, I just gave you a chocolate cake. My grandson came the other day, and oh my, you want to know how to get kids. We're so off topic, but you want to know how to have kids love you forever, the little kids? I'm talking like your grandkids. I'm not talking going out, you know, I'm not talking being a weirdo, but your grandkids, when they're not being nice to you, give them $1, not 20, not 1,000. Give them $1, and oh my gosh, was he happy to put it in his piggy bank? I am his best friend for $1.
Love it.
So it's $1. Cal, have you done that $1 before?
A dime.
A dime, yeah, you can get away with a dime. Good. A
dime. Shows you, we live in different worlds, you
Grandpa
know.
Grandpa Hunter is so cool. Grandpa Hunter's giving dimes out. I won't tell you when I walk around church handing kids dollars and I get in trouble sometimes. Cal, it's roll case or no
case. All right, here we go. All right, here we go. All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! A little anecdotal there, right, Cal? Yeah,
but good. Good one, though. Good. University of Pittsburgh student Loretta Sanborn needed money than she needed a car, she said. At least she thought so at the time. She saw one of those signs at a local car lot that said, "We buy cars for cash." So she took her Chevy Aveo inside, the one her dad had just given her a year before when it was brand new, and asked for an offer. She was never really a fan of the tiny car, didn't like it that much, and figured she'd get a bigger car when she grew up and was graduated from college. The deal was made. The check was cut. Loretta ran to the bank and cashed the check right away, went to school to pay her registration and tuition. The next day, her phone was ringing off the hook, message after message and voicemail after voicemail from the car dealer. They wanted her to come back to the office right away because her Aveo had a transmission problem and needed repairs, and they wanted her to pay for the fixes. Loretta said, no. The dealer said, well, take it to court. Loretta decided quickly to see if she should file an action against the car lot to prevent their money grab. Yes, Fred Penny, she wanted to know if she had a case or no case.
Start with me?
Yeah, why not?
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Well, I already know the answer to this. Anyone that drives a Chevy Aveo should lose, so... I was like, what is a Chevy Aveo? And I looked it up and found it. And Denise gave me the look like, don't be a jerk now.
Yeah.
Looking at this car, I'm like, really? But I don't know. I'm just not again, I'm not an Aveo fan, I guess.
A teeny tiny car.
Okay, so what state was this in? This was in Pittsburgh.
Pennsylvania.
She went to University of Pittsburgh. She's a Pitt Panther.
Yep.
That's a good thing. That's a Pitt Panther.
So,
that's a good school. I'm saying because she went to that school, I like her. I think this is a scenario, but not a case. And so that doesn't matter. It's just a scenario. It's Cal just, you know, made it up and it found the University of Pittsburgh and a name. And or it's a scenario, but it's not a case.
All right. Todd, what do you think about this matter of the shiftless Aveo?
You know, I got to say, I agree with Fred. And I think I'm just going to go out on a limb and say the origin of your idea for this story, I think, has got to be, you see them, the ads all the time now for these services where you just type in some things, they'll give you a quote to buy your car, Carvana, all this stuff, and then they'll come over and pick up the car. And it's like, how can you make all of that determination about a car when you don't have somebody out there looking at it? And if there was an issue with the transmission, they could have popped a reader on. And so because of all of that, I think it's a scenario, not a case.
Okay, fair enough. Denise, do you have an opinion on the Aveo that had, well, it was a trans Aveo is what it was. Well, a transless Aveo, sorry. What do you think?
You're walking a line there, Cal.
It was silly.
It was a trans Aveo.
Transless.
What was it before it was an Aveo? An Aveo?
It didn't have.
Okay.
All right, let's move on.
Well, I don't want to follow suit with these guys in this room in here.
I
just don't want to.
Do it.
Was the car, her dad bought it for her, so it was in her name, right?
It was a new car, gave it to her when she went to college as a reward for being a good student.
And it was a cash offer.
Yep.
Sight unseen, or they got to see it?
No, she took it to the lot.
That opportunity. Denise, if you wait one more minute.
Case? Case? And it's still going on.
Now, okay. I want to clarify one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I said no case because the way you posed it, which was she went to her lawyer to see if she should do something preemptively because they were saying she should bring her car back. And I'm like,
it's got to be a filed lawsuit. Yeah. It's got to be a filed lawsuit.
Yeah, so I can't think of any cause of action she would have at that point in time without them doing it. So I say scenario, no case.
Hey, Cal, before we go, I've got the most important one. You said a case.
I said case.
And she wins.
And it's still going on
pending.
Because she filed a declaratory relief action.
Okay, she's filed something, though. That would be something in court. Here's what the most important thing about this whole case or no case.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Here it is from WillClutch.com, withclutch.com. Overall rating for the Chevrolet Aveo reliability is a 40.85. That makes it not very reliable. There we go. Fred Penny was not being a jerk when he said, duh, I'm not into the Aveo. So we'll be back after this and find out whether or not Denise is going to get some points. I'm only 1 point behind her.
Wow.
Or Todd and I. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk continues with the answer to our case or no case. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on many great radio stations across this land of ours, and even in Alaska. And also, you're listening on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk. And RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Okay. Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this daddy shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car, wall, they'll have you.
You
USA News update, 388 people are still unaccounted for after the Maui wildfires. According to Maui County, officials have released a validated list of names compiled by the FBI. That's down from the 1,000 estimated to be missing just days earlier. Hawaii Governor Josh Green's office says crews are now focusing on multi-story homes and businesses in their search to identify additional remains. At least seven people were shot this morning during a parade in Boston. The shooting happened during a parade that is part of the city's Caribbean Carnival. Several people were reportedly arrested, and firearms were recovered at the scene. Meanwhile, bullets were flying in the third inning at last night's Chicago White Sox game. Police say a 42-year-old woman is hospitalized after being shot in the leg, and another woman was grazed by a bullet. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Bill's just making up stuff that he's saying, right?
We all go a little mad sometimes.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. info@radiolawtalk.com.
All right, we got University of Pittsburgh. This awesome young lady buys a Chevy Aveo or whatever
you want.
Aveo. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not quite very reliable, but Chevrolet has some, by the way, some great reliable vehicles. We do own some. And anyway, make a long story short, Denise said it's a case, but it's still pending. What's going on? And Todd and I said it's a great scenario and might be even not a scenario, but it's not a case. There's been no filing on it.
Well,
Cal, what say you?
Here's the interesting part about this.
Yes.
When she walked into the office of the car dealership, there was a sign on the wall that said, all sales final. So her attorney asked her what they told her at the dealership, and she said, I don't know, but it says right there, all sales final. And he said, go back and tell them that, and tell them not to bother you again, and that way we won't have to be bothered with filing a case. And she said, okay, and she did, and they never called back.
Yes! So no case. Denise, we're such good buddies. Look at her staring at me. I just took over the porch.
And that is case or no case. Next hour, the story of a young man who was promised his mother's business before she died, and they had a little discussion about that. That's next time on Case or No Case.
So, Fred, my question to you is, as Cal was setting this up,
yes,
as a father who is probably given a kid a car when they were younger.
I have let them, not given it to them, but then let them borrow one.
Okay. And was there anything that went to your mind like mine, which was, I wonder how the conversation with the father went when, like, the day after she sells the car, he says, "Oh, how's that car working out for you?" "Oh, I sold it." And he's, "What? You what?"
You know, she said, I'll tell you exactly. Here's the background of it. "I sold it, Dad, because I had to pay for my tuition that you didn't help me with." That's what she said.
The dad gives
"I'm not going to help you in tuition, but I'm going to give you a new car."
What would be even better is if, you know, the dad paid $10,000 for the car. "What'd you sell it for?" $1,500. "That's what I needed for tuition."
Exactly.
No!
Oh, my gosh.
So my stepdad bought me two cars. Not bought me.
Wait. I'm going to interrupt. This is going to be good, guys, so be prepared. Listen, everybody out there, this is going back to Denise's 16-year-old time. This is the best part of the life of Denise Dirks and actually the most exciting part of our show. Go ahead.
So I needed help to find, you know, vehicles, and I had to pay for my own vehicles. But the first one he decided was a good choice for me was a Chevy Vega.
Really? Those aren't bad. Those are
Yes. They have a different metal in their engine, so the engine doesn't work right.
It was just aluminum, no problem.
Yes, there you go. Aluminum engine.
Oh, aluminum.
And then
that's
the second one that he helped me to acquire.
Volkswagen.
Nope. Ford Pinto.
Oh my gosh, man. The death machine.
Your stepfather didn't like you at all.
I know. And then finally I decided to do it on my own and not have his input, and I got myself a 77 Toyota Celica ST.
Ooh, that was nice.
It was so cute.
That was nice back then.
Yeah, it was a nice car,
and it was
really dark burgundy with a white interior. Beautiful car.
Did the boys chase you because you had that car?
I don't know if the boys chased me, but I drove it all the way to Alaska and back and had it all the way until I was in law school.
So the police chased her, but not to.
Here's the question, Denise. Without, you know, don't forget, we are on family radio. I bet if that car could talk, there's some things it could talk about.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I went off a cliff with it.
Well, let's talk
about it. Landed in a tree.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out when we're done with the segment off air.
I'm pretty certain if cars could talk, the very first thing they would say is, "Hey, you want to light a match?" Come on.
Sit down. Let's go over this.
I'm made of leather here. This hat absorbs everything.
My college, you're right, Todd. This has gone off the rails, this show. But my first car for college, at least I've had another first car, but the one I took to college, Toyota Corolla. Burnt orange. It used to be red with over 300,000 miles on it. Really? Over 300,000 miles, and we took it, and that thing was held together. We ran it out of oil on purpose because our parents made us take that. Said, "Oh, we're so nice, we're going to let you take this." We literally ran it out of oil. Like, there was no oil in it. It would not die. And that's, don't forget, that was the 8, I think they're called an 8N Toyota engine. They would not, those engines were the most awesome engines in those Toyota Corollas back then, back in the 70s and 80s, or whenever they came out in the 80s. Oh my gosh, that thing would never die. And so we finally just drove it to the wrecking yard. Said, "Would you please take this off our hands?" "Oh, we don't want that thing. They never break down. Nobody wants the parts, right?" So that's my thing. All right, let's talk about Kevin Costner and Christine Baumgartner. Look, here's the situation. They're in Santa Barbara, right? That's where they lived, is in Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara area, the coast right there. The court awarded Christine $129,755 a month for child support. And I know everybody out there in Radio Land is going, "Oh my gosh, that's freaking crazy." But remember, and Denise is going to go over this, it's not what you think is crazy or not. It's what the children, their life they're used to, right? Denise, it goes to, and she, the wife, is back now in court saying, "No, I want, how much, Denise?
Show me the money."
Yes,
$248,000 is what she wants.
Right, but she's still asking for $175,000, though. Well, she said that originally, but isn't she asking for 175 now or more?
Yeah, she was asked. She asked for 248 initially.
Right.
The judge, after the whole hearing, gave her like what 129.
Yes.
And now they're claiming that he hid assets and they didn't disclose everything, and they want a hearing set because they're now they want to bump it up. She wants to bump it up to like 175K.
That's exactly right. Now, Denise, this is what I want to bring up to you. Go ahead.
Well, there's a point when you are in California, there's a point when you are what's called a high earner.
Right.
And you just stipulate that I'm a high earner, and the court doesn't have to, you know, make it this astronomical number. They have to really look more at the children and their needs and what they're accustomed to, you know, kind of the standard of
right.
their life that they're accustomed to. So I don't know that I think she's going to get any much.
I think she is.
More.
I think she is. Let me tell
really?
You why. Yeah, let me tell you why. I know the area pretty well because I have offices down in L.A. and I know this area. You would be shocked. And again, we have people in Alaska listen to us. We have people all over the country. You would be shocked the prices to live the, quote, high life in Santa Barbara, in Malibu. And that's what they're used to. And it's not necessarily what you think out there in radio land is, oh, that's ridiculous, that kind of money. Under the law, Kevin Costner has to keep them kind of in their same basic living type arrangements. And if you see what they're living now, it's just like a, what, 2,800 square foot home on some property. It's nothing like the palace that they lived in before. And I've seen in Malibu and in Santa Barbara, some rents, if you rent a house, some are $60,000 to $100,000 a month for houses like Kevin Costner has. That's a $60,000 to $100,000 a month house. People don't believe that, but I've seen it. And so, you know, just $100,000. Let's say $100,000 alone is what that house would normally rent for that they're used to being in. They only have a measly $75,000 a month to live on.
It's going to come down to whether or not this is speculative income, because she's trying to get at his future endeavors and his anticipated income.
Got it.
So it's really going to come down to whether or not it's speculative at best, and it shouldn't be considered now because it's not now.
Right.
Right?
Well, the one thing I can... Just, you know, judges are people too, right? And we talk about the psychology of things. And boy, if her lawyers are successful in showing that the finances that were put forth and considered by the judge in coming to the $129,000 figure did not include other assets that were knowingly withheld and that he was hiding, if that's the case, I see a judge going, yeah, we're going to bump that up. I'm not going to let you profit or gain or get an advantage by knowingly hiding assets. That's her allegation.
Right,
now they
but it has
prove
to be income-producing assets.
That's true.
Right?
And she can come back later if he starts making more money later, right?
Absolutely. Child support is always bonafide.
Okay, and then when we come back, Denise, I want to talk to you about child support. And everyone, at least the general understanding is at 18 it ends, but in some states it doesn't. In at 18, that there's other things that the former spouse has to pay for, college, whatever. I want you to talk about that when we come back. We'll be back, Cal. Go ahead, take us out.
All right, this is Radio Law Talk, and we appreciate your listening on many great radio stations coast to coast and on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust.
The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Where's Fred?
Let's give the galaxy one more show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
All right, we're talking about money when you get divorced and child care slash support. Denise, let's go into... Okay, does it end when they're 18 automatically? Because you know that could be a big blow for her if the kids. I don't know. Can we look up her youngest? How old is your youngest?
I thought 14.
14, but still, that's 4 years. Goes pretty fast.
No, the youngest is 13.
13. Okay,
they have three kids.
So at 13, that's 5 years from now. They turn the youngest one turns 18. Two things, Denise. Does it? As the kids get older and move out of the house, can Kevin Costner say, look, there's only one for child support. I need to pay less now because there's not three? Or is it still, we got to keep up that type of life for just the one? And then after they're 18, is there any reason why Kevin Costner has to still pay child support for other things? Like, I say, college tuition or something like that.
Objection, compound question.
I know, it's a multiple compound question.
No. In California, it's generally speaking, once the child turns 18 and graduates from high school, that is when the child support ends. So if the child is 18 before they graduate, it will finish till the child graduates. But there also, if the child is maybe delayed or a little bit, it's 19 and still a full-time high school student.
I'm going to say, right? The kid's like, oh, I don't want mom to lose the money. I'm gonna flunk out a little
bit. I'm going to slow down a little bit,
and then flunk out and not go to school.
I had a friend of mine that was held back in the second grade. My friend Mike held back in the second grade. And so technically, he would have been 19 at the time he graduated because he was held back. Now, he was able to really get it together, and he graduated after his junior year, so it wasn't. But that would be a situation where, you know, good heavens, he's 19,
that's right,
but he's still in high school.
That's right. And in California, parents can contract through a marital settlement agreement for the parents to share in college expenses and maybe living expenses while they're in a pursuing higher education and all of that. So that's often something that people do contract for. And once it's in the marital settlement agreement, it becomes part of the judgment, and it's an order, and it's enforceable.
Yeah, I think all of you out there in Radio Land, raise your hand if after your kids turn 18, they did not ask or you do not help support them. It's going to be nobody raising their hand. So, but it's interesting that, you know, just because they turn 18, or like you said, in high school, they still need support a lot of times. And I know some people are yelling at the radio, well, make them go on their own. You're right. Yeah, sure, some can do that, but there's a lot of times some of them do need support.
It's a different world.
It is.
Todd, you had a really good point. One of the things that Costner's ex is trying to get to is anticipated profits from a film series called Horizon. Right?
Yeah, yes.
And so there may be some profits already, even though that Horizon hasn't formally come out and shown yet as a movie.
Exactly. You know, I think that if people are just looking at what the film would make, somebody might come in and say, well, yeah, Kevin Costner had this thing he thought was going to make a ton of money called Waterworld. How did that do at the box office? It, you know, tanked, right? He didn't make any money at the box office. He made it back later on video sales, but so this film that's coming out, it's in post-production right now, which is important because it means that it was probably filmed while they were still together before the split. So now they're editing it, getting it all together. But in films, you have these sponsorship deals. The example I used with you was in E.T., in the movie E.T., M&M's thought the movie was going to be too scary, so they declined. And Reese's Pieces stepped up and said, yeah, you can put our product in there, and that's what E.T. really liked, right? Well, you've got to know about that product placement before you even start filming so you can put it in the movie. And oftentimes, those amounts are paid up front. And so Costner could already be, if there are situations like that, he could already have been receiving money, which would be income, and should be considered, maybe depending on whether it goes to a corporation, but it's not all future profits. There's probably amounts that have already been paid.
Yeah, that could be. And there also could be some costs associated with the production itself that would reduce that. So it'd be looking at maybe like a profit and loss on that type of an issue. But that was a good point to make because that part would not be speculative. That would be income, perhaps.
Yeah, let's be anecdotal. Good point on, I didn't know that. I love Waterworld, the movie. Waterworld estimated loss, how much did they make in Waterworld? $100 million. And this is from ScreenRant.com. Production budget, $175 million. Estimated total cost for it, $235 million. That's the cost. Worldwide box office, $264 million. Estimated revenue kept by the theaters, $132 million. Loss, $103 million.
Wow, that's a lot.
And you know why it costs so much? Because the whole thing was filmed on the water.
And it's
like, you film it on the water. Okay, let's take our production costs and multiply it by 10. That's what it's going to be, filming on the water.
Right.
Oh, can you imagine the insurance cost just to do the filming?
How about the sets? The sets themselves had to have been a nightmare. Yeah,
so anyway, that was interesting. So, all right, let's move on. We're going to keep watching this because let's wait and see. Probably next week we'll find out what the judges, how much money the judge is going to give her, more or just keep it at the 129. Halle Berry. By the way, is she doing much in the movies lately? I don't know that.
I'm not sure she should be. I mean, she's been going through, what is it, an 8-year divorce?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oliver Martinez. I don't know. I mean, that's her husband.
That was her husband, she had a child with him.
I'm going to get so much hate mail.
I agree
with you. I don't think she should be doing much work, but it has nothing to do with the fact that she's got this action that's been pending for 8 years has had everything to do with her ability as an actor.
I know, I saw the Flintstones too.
I'm sorry, I am not a fan. Have you seen Catwoman? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but that's just not just her.
I like you, and I think you're awesome.
You saw Monster Ball.
Yeah, that was the one high point. But look at who it had in it. Billy Bob Thornton, Heath Ledger. I mean...
Yeah, those are guys.
That was a high-profile cast.
Was she in that movie where she... No, that's a different... No, she didn't play the maid. And then now that's a different person. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about the movie where
people saw her performance and rolled their eyes and said, oh, my gosh?
Yeah.
Which is... pretty much every movie except Monster Ball.
Including the Flintstones, yes.
Did you know she got an Academy Award?
For Monster's Ball. It was the one, you know.
All I got to say is, Todd, you blew it. You know why you blew it by saying that?
Why?
What do they normally need after a divorce? What do they need?
I would not have ponied up for this one. I would not.
Really? Because you are usually their emotional support animal.
You wouldn't be the rebound counselor, Todd?
No.
Yes, the emotional support animal?
I'm sorry. I just...
Acting coach?
No.
Friend. No. Faux family.
I know we're supposed to be charitable people and all that, and the best thing I can do is take the advice of Thumper.
Wow.
Which is better to say nothing at all. So there's nothing I can say to her.
All right, let's talk about the divorce. 8 years still going on.
Well, the divorce, the
child custody or what?
No, the custody was settled, I think, relatively early.
Yeah.
But what wasn't was the monthly child support.
Right.
And she has to pay him $8,000 in monthly child support. And then she has to pay him additionally... 4.3% on any income she makes that exceeds $2 million. So she hasn't really been doing a lot because that's not a big number for her in terms of a child support amount.
Right. Oh,
and
my gosh,
then hear this. He's not even working. He's not working, but he's been ordered to take reasonable action in finding employment and to help contribute to the child. The child's lifestyle. You have to think of this. This, you can't not work. You can't do it. In many states, but I know for sure in California, that you will be ordered to seek work and show efforts. And you'll have to show so many applications and in resumes sent out and per week. And it's a lot of work to try to avoid getting a job in California.
But Oliver's from France. So he's going back to France to work.
Oh. So 3 days a week and 9 weeks off on vacation.
Can't you just see how my therapy session would go with her? She'd say, why does this always happen to me? And I said, well, you know, I have a list.
Have you seen your movie?
No.
Oh, Halle, I like you, Halle. I'm your friend, Fred Penny, at fpenny@pennylawyer.com. So we'll be back hour two. We're going to talk a lot more. We're going to get a little more serious. Okay, we had a lot of fun hour one. Sorry. More serious hour two. See ya.
This is Radio Law Talk. The show will continue at 6 minutes after the next hour, maybe on your local radio station, but if not, at RadioLawTalk.com. Click in and log on there. It's all free. We'll be right back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.